Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
How about this? It's a new time for Grab Bag. Normally 1:30 on Jones and Keith, WEEI, but Tom E. Kern is going to join us at 1:30. He's normally at high noon, so we're just sort of readjusting a few things.
Yeah, a lot of shuffling going on.
Also of note, tomorrow, 12:15, Robert Ory is going to join us in the program.
Oh, yeah, we should have mentioned that. Shame on me. Robert Ory, friend of the show.
Yep.
He was on last time ripping Danny Ainge to shreds.
Yeah,
it was really good. So we'll talk to Robert Ory tomorrow, get some thoughts on the Celtics offseason as we're live tomorrow at Fenway Park.
Very good. All right, Red Sox are in action tonight. Tough one last night. Richard Fitz didn't have it there in the first inning.
No.
Gave up a couple of long balls, a couple 2-3 long balls. They lost the game by one run, another one-run loss for the Red Sox, but they're right back at it tonight. Brian Bayo on the mound trying to dig their way out of being four games under 500. They come into this one 29-23. It'll be Bayo versus Yusei Kikuchi, who is only 1-5 on the year, but has a 3.06 ERA.
Nice. What would get you to buy back in? Because we were both famously very much on board with the Red Sox coming into the season, me more so than you. We both had them in the playoffs. I had them in the World Series.
Yeah, a little strong.
For God's sakes.
A little much.
So maybe not to that degree, but what would get you to buy back in? Because neither of us fell for 2 out of 3 against Atlanta this weekend. Neither of us were like, season back on, they saved their season. None of that. What would get you to buy back in?
All right, so
seven!
They got to win seven straight games.
Seven-game win streak?
No. You got to win these two against L.A.
Okay.
The next two. You got to take 2 out of 3 in New York.
Yeah.
You got to take 2 out of 3 home against Tampa.
Okay.
Take 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. You got to win these next like 3 series. You're 4 games. Even if you do that, you're probably only, what, a couple games over 500?
I mean, if that. Yeah, so, you'd win 8 out of 12, you'd be 500.
So get to 500 or above is ASAP and call up Roman Anthony, then I would be in.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's both those things.
500, and that's not even enough. They have to call up Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. I'd start with 500, and then I'll start looking at them again. If they're just winning a random series here and there, and they're 3 and 4 games under 500, I'm not buying back in.
All right. That's fine.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
All right. We are the official uniform show. Of all shows, nobody talks more uniforms than us, which, again, is why it pains me that I don't have my City Connect from the Red Sox.
We're the fashion police.
Yeah. Not to spoil today's video of me checking the mailroom.
Oh, no, I just saw it.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a jersey right now, so you know how that's going. However,
did you ever think that maybe this mortal life and being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith, fashion police.
Wow!
How about this?
How about that?
A snappy open.
Oh,
the Orlando
nice.
Magic have released their new uniforms for the upcoming season. The Orlando Magic are going to be wearing, it looks like, 3 different jerseys, and there's a white pinstripe, There is a blue pinstripe, and then there's a black one, which I want to talk to you about, where there is lines. So it starts out solid blue, then there are lines, like gray lines, and it says Magic, and then the bottom half is pinstriped. That one to me is probably going to be the most polarizing.
Oh, I like that one. So the middle
like
one
the least.
I don't know if we can if these
yeah,
are going to be up on,
these
on Twitch
Put
or
these
not.
Up.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I like that middle one. And so yeah, how do you even describe it? It's like half black with pinstripes.
Yeah.
Says Magic slashed across the chest, and then it's blue above that. The other two look familiar. These are minor tweaks. The other two, the white and the blue ones with the pinstripes. One says Magic. The road one says Orlando. I like the one in the middle. The problem is with these basketball jerseys, Keith.
Yeah.
The shorts can really screw it all up. Terp has it up there now.
The shorts could be a game changer for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so if they try to do something similar on the shorts, that they might look terrible, but just as a jersey?
Yeah.
I like these. Uniform police grade? What are we, 1 to 100?
1 to 100,
is that,
obviously.
Is that what it goes? 0 to 100, I
yeah.
guess?
78.
Yeah, I might be lower on them than you, but I like specifically
72?
The middle. Yeah, 72 is exactly what I was thinking.
72.
Yeah.
They're wearing 25, I think, in honor of the year, but all I can see is Nick Anderson. That guy would stick it from the outside.
Well,
until he had the yips at the free throw
yeah,
line.
Yeah, right, from the outside. You had that right. Then you get to the free throw line, and then it doesn't work out.
It's a mental game as much as it is physical.
Oh, for sure.
I like the white one. Also, they do have the best sponsor. Like, everybody, they have to wear the sponsors now. There you got a Disney sponsor.
Disney and Nike / Jordan.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So, not bad. So, anyway, there's your uniform minute there.
Grab bag.
Yankees closer Luke Weaver is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks due to a hamstring injury.
Oh, so you're saying the door's open for the Red Sox to get back in the division? The
door's wide open.
Nice.
Blown saves. Blown saves are good to go. Some would argue not long enough.
Yeah. I was hoping for more of a tail there. Yeah. Is that one? We've never heard that before, right?
No, we have.
That's not a new one?
No, we got it. We did get some new ones.
I guess that's very old.
That's not one of the new
ones.
Okay,
interesting.
We did get some new ones.
That.
That super old one that we played was new.
Oh,
I floated you some other new metal ones. Nick, those aren't in, are they?
No, not yet.
Okay. Tomorrow. Stay tuned.
The one we did play going into break, I go, that's from Guys and Dolls, and you guys are like,
me and Nick,
what?
Right,
like, what? It's from Guys and Dolls.
I don't know. People
I was sitting there with Shazam open at 8:15 this morning, rolling them in.
He's like, I don't know what this is.
You guys don't know the floating crap game? Come on.
No. David Andrews officially retired yesterday. They held a press conference for him. Looks like $1 million. A lot of these, you know, football players, especially the linemen, sort of the big fellas, they kind of go one of two ways.
Yeah.
You either add significantly more weight
or,
and you're like that lady, sadly, on the plane. No, I'm not. I'm just painting the picture.
You're a Mr. Piggy.
Or you go the other way.
Yes.
And you go real thin.
David Andrews, he's dropped some weight for sure. Yeah.
David Andrews, Patriots Hall of Famer?
Probably.
Someday?
Probably.
Yeah. I think so. Like, there's a lot of guys in line ahead of him.
How many Super Bowls? Only two, right?
Was it two or three? Oh, no, maybe it was just two.
I think he was
16,
two.
18, yeah.
So, like, this is where this gets tricky. Logan Mankin's much more likely. I mean, I know he was a finalist this year for Patriots Hall of Fame. Logan Mankin's much more of a Pro Football Hall of Famer than David Andrews. David Andrews might have a better shot even than Logan Mankin's at the team Hall of Fame. Maybe.
Because of the.
Yeah, I mean, he's part of winning teams. Mankin's didn't win squat.
Yeah.
So, but there are a lot of guys.
And dolls. I almost got that out.
There's a lot of guys in a similar boat to David Andrews, like offensive linemen who won two or even three Super Bowls. But, yeah, I'd say he's on the cusp. He's certainly in the mix for it. I guess now that we're talking about, probably lean no. Think of all the old linemen who got to get in.
I know. There are ones above him. But it also feels like a guy that would be in a team Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Like just the way his career was.
He was an emotional guy yesterday.
Yeah.
He wanted to keep playing. He didn't want to play anywhere else.
I get it.
That you don't know what you got till it's gone. You beat paradise and put up a
grab bag.
The Steelers reportedly not likely to trade for Jonnu Smith. There was like a random story yesterday about how they're super interested in Jonnu Smith.
I love this. They brought in Gabe Davis today.
Yeah, Gabe Davis today.
So Gabe Davis came in. They were interested in Jonnu Smith, who Arthur Smith is the play caller there. He had Jonnu in Atlanta, I think, for a stretch, right?
He had Jonnu with the Titans.
Oh, and the Titans.
Remember when he was
really
good before he came here?
Right, when he was head coach in Atlanta, he had him, but also, you're right, in Tennessee as a coordinator. But I love that Pittsburgh's like, geez, we could really use another receiver. You just traded George Pickens.
I don't understand that. Why not have
him? It's amazing. It's like, boy, we could really use another pass catch. Oh, you think you could? I bet you could.
Ridiculous.
I would have held on to George Pickens.
Yeah, me too. I would have played the two of them together. I don't really understand why they had to make room for the other. It's very, very strange to me.
No way. That's great.
We landed on the
grab bag.
Let's take a call in the grab bag, Jones. Oh. Let's go to high-pitched Jeff in Taunton.
Hello, high-pitched Jeff. You're in the grab bag.
What's up, boys? Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Hey, so it's going well. So the stint that the Woo Sox did last night, do you think they were doing it because they were afraid you guys were going to kidnap them?
Oh, so you're talking about the social media video?
Okay. Yes, so let's talk about this for a second. Thank you, high-pitched Jeff. They did it. They were talking about this on the morning show a lot.
Yeah, I had not seen the video at that point in time, so I was confused driving. I've seen it since.
All right, so the Woo Sox made a video when they were on the road about how popular Roman Anthony is, and they have to hide him in like a, what is that, like the laundry bin or whatever?
Yeah, laundry cart.
And so he goes out past a dozen fans waiting for an autograph, and then they stuff him. Okay. Dozen might be strong.
A lot of paid actors.
So the tweet, which is still up from a couple days ago, says, getting on the bus, Roman's version. Again, a Taylor Swift joke, I guess.
Taylor homage, yeah.
And then they have three crying face emojis to let you know just how funny it really is.
Yeah.
But then the backlash has been like, Roman Anthony hates the fans. And you're like, no, he doesn't. He just said yes to these guys that make their Twitter videos. But High Pitch Jeff is saying, he's like, were you guys going to go down and steal Roman Anthony?
Are they hiding him in a laundry cart so we can't go steal him and bring him to Boston?
That would make more sense.
Honestly, maybe.
Yeah.
If you want Woo Sox, you want a free social media idea, that's a better one than this one.
Now, that was up in the air, but tomorrow we're going to be at Fenway Park.
We are.
Tomorrow we are going to be at Fenway.
We are at Fenway, not in Worcester tomorrow.
But maybe after the show, we go get Roman Anthony and
short
bring
show.
Him to the short ballpark
show.
Tomorrow.
Maybe we go straight there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Al Horford.
Oh,
Al Horford.
Big Al.
39 years young for Al Horford.
I guess I knew he was younger than me, but I was still surprised when I saw the age. I'm like,
Yeah.
I feel like he's older than me, but we're older than him.
Yeah, that is strange.
Right? Like, I guess I knew that in my brain, but to then see his age, I'm like, oh, yeah, right.
Because he won a title when we were in college.
I might have even,
for both of them. Northeastern, you guys go for like 7
you
years.
You go for like a decade. Yeah. What year did they win?
Did they win 06, 07?
Okay.
Or 05, 06?
So I was in college, but towards the end of college,
Or 04, 05, 06, 07, somewhere in there.
39, though.
39 years young. Does he ever play another game for the Celtics?
No. Well, I mean, I don't know. Does he do like the, you said play a game, not retire as a Celtic. No, I don't think so.
Play a game for the
Celtics. Yeah, no, he sounded like a guy who's absolutely done here.
Yeah, I think there was a chance that if Tatum was back, he might run it back.
Me too.
But like now it's like, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, no, he's done.
My name is
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
He's waiting for Jonnu Smith.
Yeah. I was like, you guys get Gabe Davis yet? Yeah. Call me when you get Gabe Davis.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears.
Grab back.
All right, let's take a look at the top Major League Baseball performers from last night, shall we, Jones?
Yes, we shall.
Was it Kerry Carpenter?
Oh, he had a big game.
3 for 5 with 3 dongs.
That's right out of the chute. That's tough to beat.
5 RBI as well. What about Hunter Goodman? 3 for 5, 2 home runs, three RBI, three runs scored.
Yeah, now he's a Rocky, but the game was not in Colorado. So, okay, those are real home runs.
True. And they did win. A rare win for the Rockies.
It's very rare for
them. You got to consider that. Was it Joe Adele? 2-for-4, 2 solo dongs. Was it Logan Webb? 8 shutout innings with 7 Ks.
They did lose.
Or was it Paul Blackburn? 5 scoreless, 3 Ks?
The hell?
It was a light night. I think it was a light night.
Kerry Carpenter.
Three Carpenter.
Yeah. Who's got him? Oh. We forgot to update the
dong standings?
We forgot to update those. Kerry Carpenter. No, not owned. Yeah, you doing it right now?
Terp's very far in first.
No, I think I'm making a comeback.
I am not.
I check it every couple of days.
My team stinks.
I check it every couple of days when someone hits a home run on my
redraft.
Squad.
We need a redraft.
Redraft. I'll take Kerry Carpenter, though. 3 home run game. Hang on, I got you.
I don't know what all the abbreviations are, but Terp's in first. Jones is in second. Lanny's in third.
Hang on. Terp's got 64. I got 55. Lanny's got 48. That's got to be Nick at 41.
Yeah, it is.
And then Keefe all the way down, almost halfway to first place, 30 home runs.
Are all my guys hurt? What happened to these guys?
Kyle Tucker got hurt the other day. I think
Alvarez
I think he's
still
back.
On the IL.
Yeah.
Tatis is really streaky.
The juniors. Vlad Guerrero, Fernando Tatis Jr., Bobby Witt Jr. These guys are doing nothing for me.
Rather Be Golfing says, idiots didn't even draft James Wood. All right, fine. We didn't draft James Wood. What do you want from us? We didn't draft Kerry Carpenter either.
Can't do everything.
Didn't even draft Trout.
Well, that's a good point.
No, didn't draft Willier Abreu. Nope. I'd be better off with him than most of the guys on my team.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
What do you think of this text? High-pitched Jeff, not very high-pitched.
He was lower pitch.
Did you get
call,
that sense?
He doesn't call. Does he call Greg all the time? He doesn't call us super often.
I've
He's called
him.
Before.
Yeah, we've talked to him.
But yeah, I was
not enough for the nickname, maybe.
I was expecting higher pitch, but maybe that's like as the day goes on.
He's trying to lower his voice.
Well, maybe just the voice gets a little low. Maybe when you first wake up.
Allergies?
Could be. Yeah.
Late night?
Maybe. Well, maybe. I would never rule that out, yeah.
All right, guys. We have a former Angel who also played for the Royals, Blue Jays, Mariners, Twins, A's, and Yankees.
Royals, Blue Jays, Mariners, Twins, A's, Yankees, and of course the Angels, okay?
Of course the Angels. 13 years in the bigs.
Okay.
He was never an all-star.
Oh, boy.
But he was well-liked. No, he was fifth in the MVP
That's one season.
That's
real nice.
18th another. Has one silver slugger. He was a first base DH.
Okay. First base DH. Come on.
He had 1-2.
Wait, he didn't play for the Red Sox?
He did not.
Not Casey Kochman.
He had 2 100 RBI seasons.
Oh.
6 career stolen bases. 213 career home runs.
Okay.
And a 780 career OPS.
What years was he with the Angels?
He was with the Angels from 06 to 12.
I keep wanting to say like Mark Trumbo.
So he, good guess, no.
What were the teams again? Quick rundown.
Angels, Royals, Blue Jays, Mariners, Twins, A's, Yankees. Most games played for the Angels, where he started his career in 06. His last game played was 2019.
Man.
So he's a somewhat recent retiree.
What year is he with the Yankees?
Looks like his last year, 2019.
Ugh.
Didn't play a full season, though.
Okay.
But did hit one career bomb.
Six career stolen bases, he said?
Six career swipes.
He's not a big threat over there.
In 09, he finished fifth in the MVP with 34 long Johnsons, 108 RBI, hit .306 with a .924 OPS.
I'm breaking and looking.
And it was never as good.
I think the Twitch chat has it. I remember
Twitch
this player.
Twitch chat definitely has it.
Kendrys Morales.
He got it! The Red
Sox win. Wouldn't have got that, but he did have a real nice. What did he do? He like celebrated at home plate and tore his ACL or something like that?
He missed the entire 2011 season for celebration.
I remember. I never would have got that, but I remember that.
Like one of the Flying Grammatica brothers. That's what happened. Dude, what a weird year. So in 05, no, what year was this? 09, Joe Mauer was the MVP, followed by Mark Teixeira, Derek Jeter, who were teammates, then Miguel Cabrera, Kendrys Morales, and Kevin Youkilis was the top six.
No, there was a stretch where, Youkilis was in those MVP mixes, like Morneau, Mauer, who else
won? It was back-to-back years. Youkilis finished third and sixth, which is way higher than Rafael Devers has ever finished.
Well,
it's true.
Yuke actually would move positions and
pick up multiple spots.
Actually help his team.
They
That's probably
really
why
he walks.
Yeah.
Did they stick Youkilis in the outfield at one point?
Yeah, that sounds right.
He was horrible at it.
He played some left field? That must have been a Bobby Valentine experiment. That feels like a Bobby Valentine
year. He played
year.
Third. He played first. He played left field. He played two games at second base.
What year was he in left field? Was it 12? That was the Valentine year, right?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must have been where he was out there.
Looks like 09 a little bit.
Okay.
06 a little bit.
All right.
The guy just wanted to play. Just wanted to be a major leaguer.
Kendrys Morales, though. He'd swat you one. And then he might be careful crossing home plate. But he'll swat you one.
Yeah, he would.
Not going to steal you a bag.
He'd hurt himself real bad.
Okay, that's the random ball player of the day.
Congratulations to Kendrys Morales.
Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Did you see Trout moved up the Angels' all-time hit list last night? Did you see that graphic?
No, I missed that.
He's closing in on Garrett Anderson, all-time Angels hit leader. He passed.
Tim Salmon.
Who, a lot of people suggest, very underrated ball player.
A lot of people suggest the greatest player never to be an All-Star.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
If you ask 10-year-old Jones if Tim Salmon made an All-Star, I'd be like, yeah, he was on like 5 All-Star teams.
Of course he was.
Never made an All-Star team?
No.
Huh.
He and Kendrys Morales.
Yeah, same Spider-Man meme. And when we come back, no, it's not time for grab bag. We just completed it. Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday. Next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jones and Keith, WEEI. If you're here for the grab bag, check out the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free. Easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Thank you. We did the grab bag at 1 so we could make room for Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday here on WEEI. Tom E. Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tremendous. Thank you guys for holding on.
All good. Well, we want your intel from yesterday from Patriots OTAs. We've been playing a bunch of clips from the Patriots Talk podcast. You and Phil Perry, you seem to be pretty impressed by Steph Diggs, not only his presence physically being there, but how he looked on the field. Can the Patriots depend on Steph Diggs?
See, why do you always like leapfrog to something like that?
Well, I can only go
with what I see on June 2nd.
I already know what you. I know you feel good. You're optimistic. You feel good about it. We're playing some clips.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
I don't know what he's going to be doing in October, but right now, for where he's been, Jonesy, the fact that he had an ACL 7 months ago, and to watch him take rep after rep after rep at full speed, well, 80% speed. But even being in a 2 minute, catching passes, taking the drills, which were kind of competitive drills in which guys were really racing and cutting, I was astounded that he was in that good a shape to be able to compete at that level. So to me, I think you put it this way, you can depend on him to most likely, not a doctor, be ready, I would think, somewhere in training camp. And I would bet on opening day, given that it's 100 days away still.
Do you think they put any kind of pressure on him to be like, hey, we'd really like you there on Monday after he missed the last one? And, you know, even aside from all the stuff on the boat or whatever, but just that he wasn't there, do you think they kind of went to him? Or what is your impression of that?
I would have to think the two things were intertwined. You know, if Scott Zolak, who I trust, is intimating that there are concerns about his buy-in, and then you have the boat video last week, and then he's out there not just in attendance and on the side, but taking part even more than Jalen Polk was taking part. Maybe they had a conversation that was, can we show that we're all in here? Because we're not seeing it, or we want to see a little bit more. But to his credit, he was out there. He worked his ass off. He stood, you know, behind the offense, away from the wide receivers, but with the quarterbacks watching. He spent some time with Jalen Polk. I'm not trying to put a buff and shine on, hey, he's a model citizen and he's going to have everybody under his wing, but it certainly, had the previous weekend not happened, we would have been shooting off, you know, confetti guns.
We have a whole drawer full of those in the other room. And I saw Party City was going out of business. I stocked up. So that's good. That's a good way to think about
good.
That.
Oh, you're always in for a celebration.
That's true. That is me. So is it your understanding, Rap Sheet said he passed his physical. Florio seemed to question that today at Pro Football Talk. Is it your understanding he's cleared his physical and now he's due his first batch of money from the Pats?
I have not plumbed that conversation, because I'm clearing to partake in a limited basis in OTAs is different from clearing of, you know, being physically cleared to play in a regular season game. So I don't know who to believe on that. If both those guys are at loggerheads on that, I would presume that the physical to make sure that his ACL is completely ready to go would be coming later. I mean, otherwise he would be taking fully in part, including in the full speed 11-on-11. The stuff that he was taking part in was 11-on-11, three-quarter speed. He was running pretty hard, but it was not. He was off the field for the little more intense passing events.
Steph Diggs clearly very important to this team when you look at the other names in the receiver room right now. But one of those names is Efton Chisholm III. I think we had brought him up to you maybe going a couple of weeks back. Now we've seen him on the field a little bit more. What kind of legitimate shot does this guy have of maybe making this team?
I would say it's very legitimate. He was out there with the ones a fair amount yesterday, ahead of Baker, it seemed. Now, they might not be playing the exact same spot, but he was on the field with DeMario Douglas, too, and those are similarly shaped guys. He seems to get open, understand the nuances. They're running a lot of different personnel out there. He's involved in them, and he never drops the ball, period. He's just, his hands are glue, and he's constantly open. So, to me, it's, unfortunately, stereotypically, it looks like Edelman did 12 or 13 years ago. So did Braxton Berrios, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's that kind of dependability that when you run this style offense, that's going to be a spot that's frequently open in that intermediate range. And he sits down nicely in that pocket, you know, just inside the linebackers or over the linebackers, and makes a lot of plays.
So the analogy I made earlier, and I haven't seen him as you have, so I don't even mean play style wise, but I can see this being good and bad. N'Keal Harry and Jacoby Myers in the same camp. I remember saying at the time, boy, this Myers kid is standing out, which I guess is good for him, but a bad sign for N'Keal Harry, which I guess both were kind of true. Myers went on to be a really good player, 1,000-yard receiver in the NFL, eventually in Vegas. So is Chisholm standing out a good thing for, you know, him and the receiver room? Or does it say more about the lack of guys you can rely on in the receiver room? Do you understand what I'm trying to drive
at? Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, 100%. I get exactly what you're saying. You know, is it coming at the expense of who? Is he leapfrogging guys who should be, you know, blocking out an undrafted free agent? And I would say, yeah, in the case of Baker, Polk, again, I said it to you last week, he continues to look like, you know, a top-tier elite receiver when he's running on the other field. He just looks good. So I don't know. I said the same thing last year, once bitten, twice shy. He looks good. But if you had to say, okay, well, who will Efton Chisholm be on the team in place of if Booty continues to play okay, which he has, if Polk plays and transfers, Douglas will have his spot, Williams will have his spot, Diggs will have his spot. I would have to say that if Kendrick Bourne can be deemed expendable because some of these younger guys can play, then that would be a place I'd look. I'm leaving Baker out of the conversation because I think he is in an uphill swim right now, period. But you have to look at the whole room and say, all right, we can really only dress five. Who are we dressing? Chisholm might have, you know, special teams relevance as a returner. So I'd keep an eye, and I know that that Josh McDaniels loves Kendrick Bourne. He's gotten good production from him, but just, you know, handicapping where guys would possibly be on the cut line, I would say Kendrick Bourne could be if all these younger players continue to show maturity and to be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there.
What, if anything, Tom, has stood out regarding Will Campbell? And does it matter yet at this point that he's one of seven first-round picks not to sign a contract?
Nothing has really stood out. He's out there all the time. And when you talk to guys, yesterday we talked to Nwenu, they all love the way he carries himself and the way he operates. So to me, he's where he's supposed to be. He's not getting dusted. May had a terrific day, which I'm sure we'll get to a little bit. But I think a lot of that was, you know, the offensive line was screening better than they were previously, because that's really all they're doing. But he looks good. And as for the contract, they're slotted, so there should be no drama.
Right.
There really should be no drama at some point, because there's only so much you can make. You know, did you want Drake May's contract from last year or something resembling it? I'm not sure how left tackles and quarterbacks are defined when you start divvying up the money, or if it's just a straight slot. I think quarterbacks tend, I think position does, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think position can sometimes be a boost when those rookie contracts are done, maybe a little more guaranteed money or something like that.
Tom, you mentioned Drake May and the improvements. We started at OTAs a couple of weeks ago, four picks, panic in the streets. He was 9 of 17 last week. You were on EEI Afternoons. I believe you said something like, you know, the throws were inaccurate. It was like a shortstop skipping a throw. Yesterday had a much better day, 14 of 16 in competitive drills. And on top of that, it sounds like you were there, I wasn't. It sounds like he was testing the intermediate and deep part of the field more than he had. So what did you see out of Drake May yesterday?
He was just really accurate. Really accurate. The ball came out quickly. There was less time spent with guys buzzing the tower on him, but he made an unbelievable throw to Kayshon Booty down the left sideline, just put it on a platter as he was in a dead out sprint running a corner, and then, you know, put it right where on his hands on the sidelines. And then another one on a wheel route to Ramondre Stevenson. We had a very good vantage point behind the offense on the hill, so you could see the windows opening up, and he showed great anticipation hitting guys as they opened up over the middle. So just really a good day. And to me, it just speaks to some of the stuff that McDaniels was talking about, that, you know, every play's a good play now because the good ones are good because they're good, and the bad ones are, well, they're learning experiences. And I'm saying it kind of jokingly, but he learned and played better. They might be out there next week in minicamp and he pees down his leg. I think that's probably what you're going to see from a second-year player frequently, but he just made throws yesterday where, you know, he's got the arm strength, but he just made a couple throws. You're like, yeah, I haven't seen a throw like that in a while. And Tom didn't really throw it that friggin' hard. It didn't explode out of his hand like that either. So it's just a rare chance, and that's where you like appreciate the chance in the media to be at these things and have the vantage point to watch these guys throw. You're like, holy crap, what an athlete.
Well, speaking of what an athlete, I mean, do you think they're going to let him run and not, you know, run first or anything like that? But we were looking back on it. His second year in college, when Drake May was the most productive passing the ball, he also ran quite a bit. Last year, he had a really great, yards per carry. And if you kind of just add what he did last year, he should be maybe a top five quarterback in running. Is that something you think they'd be open to?
I'm curious to find out myself.
Yeah.
Because you should employ the ability that he has. It's why you drafted him number three, not because he was the greatest, most accurate pocket passer you've ever seen, but because of the array of skills that he has and the speed to get to the edge and the speed to be decisive and pick up 15 or 16, you know, on a third and 10 because he's so friggin' fast and decisive and big. So I'm sure that they're going to. Are they going to put him in harm's way with a whole bunch of read options? Where guys could take a free run at him because he's, in essence, a ball carrier, even if he hands it off. I would say that that probably isn't going to happen a ton, but until I see it, I don't know. And I think that McDaniels is interesting in the way he's talking right now, in the way he's inferring that he's open to a lot of new ideas, whether it's provided by his fellow coaches or things that he's gleaned in the college game and the pro game during the year off last year. So I don't think it's going to be a mimeograph, carbon copy of what they've always done. I think he will tweak things to take advantage of May.
Okay, so I was actually just about to ask about that. I know you guys are very limited in what you can actually pass along formationally and in terms of plays they run and things like that. But I was just going to ask about that. Is the McDaniels offense actually going to look different than the last time we saw it in various stops in Vegas and everything else? You seem to think there will be some changes given what he experienced in college and everything else over the last year. I was just going to ask about that. And so that to me would be very promising if we're going to see some new stuff from Josh.
Yeah, and I think that he's open to it. I think the last thing that he would want to be accused of is being non-innovative and archaic. But he is also a very hard grader. And if he thinks that May will be exposed by his receivers not running at the right depth or not being available at the right times, and he has to say, you know what, now we have to dumb it down because this guy and this guy can't do it. Sorry, Drake, it's him, not you. Then I think that he would do that because he has a very low tolerance, as they all should, for idiocy. And I think that's something that Vrabel, to side note, Vrabel's making it very clear to them on a regular basis. We need to be able to take advantage of S football. And I'm not sure we can do that yet. And they had three false starts on a practice-ending sprints thing. Three guys left before the count, which was kind of funny the way they were doing it. They would get down before they did this 30-yard sprint, and they would have a quarterback count it out. And there were guys jumping. And Vrabel kind of made a point afterwards of, if you do stupid things, teams around the NFL will notice it and they'll take advantage of it. We can't have that. So right now I'm looking for guys who don't do stupid things, who take advantage of stupid things. So that's what I'm looking for, is basically the message he was sending.
Okay. He's Tom E. Curran. Joins us every Tuesday on a Tommy Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. You can check him out, Tommy Curran, on Twitter. Check him out all over NBC Sports Boston as well. Quick Slants, Early Edition, BST, etc., etc. Tom, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
All right, boys. Have a great week.
Thanks, Tom.
Tommy Curran joining us here on WEEI. He'll be on Thursdays as well on WEEI Afternoons. Check that out. And speaking of WEEI Afternoons, they got the manager,
right,
Alex Cora, I believe 2:30, thumbs up, 2:30 today for Alex Cora, tentatively scheduled for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll check in with them, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, earlier, we were, I guess we ended up getting somewhat conflicting reports about Steph Diggs passing his physical. Well, Mike Florio just said the team didn't really put it out there. But Ian Rappaport did say.
Rap Sheet said he passed.
Passed his physical.
I'm thinking he passed, although Curran was a little iffy on that. He's like, just that he's out there at OTAs doesn't mean anything.
All right. Well, either way, the topic of getting a physical was brought up earlier.
I think it was Urban Surf who said, I always view my physical as a life or death thing. Like, basically, if I'm alive, I pass it.
That's true. You walk out of there.
Isn't that kind of how a physical works?
I think so.
Like, you're like, I'm here.
But now
I'm alive. I made it out of the physical. I survived
the
physical.
It's like a car inspection. You get it done once a year. And then when it's done, when you pass it, you're like, this car is in perfect condition.
I should ask for a sticker next time. I'm like, can I get a sticker for the year, walk around with?
That's a good idea. My inspection sticker. I've been inspected. I am alive. As you can see, I'm alive.
No, but it is.
You seriously leave physical. The inspection and you're like, there's nothing wrong with this car.
You're driving out. You're like, are you serious? Because I failed a few inspections in my time. So when you do see the car drive out and has the different color, you're like, yeah!
I did it!
Tricked him again!
We did it!
Like, you did not really look under there, did you?
Yeah, you're not the most thorough. Trust me, I've shopped around on some of these inspectors, and you are not the most thorough.
You give them that $35 so fast.
Yeah, like, I got to pay for it now? I got to walk away with this? There was like, you just need four new tires, you need brakes, and you need a couple other things. Like, once you get that done, come on back. Yeah. We'll inspect it again.
Check engine light off.
Yeah, I was that's on.
I need a new car.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just everything?
Yeah.
None of it? Did you try the horn? The horn works. That's always like one of the things they do. Yeah, good.
AC working this thing?
No. Not much.
Not for years.
Not much. You see me drive in on fumes? Yeah, can you pass this?
Going the windows down, sweating. Yeah. Can't hear the radio.
What if I give you an extra $20? Is it going to pass? They're like, no, it's not going to pass.
That's true. You just shop around. They fail you one place. Well,
somebody
go
pass
to the next place.
Piece of crap.
They're not all. It's not all the same level of inspection.
No, it's not.
Some people are kind of going through. Is it?
Yeah, now it is.
What do you mean?
Well, because of that.
What do you mean now it is?
You could go to some places where it wasn't. They could probably pass you on other stuff that they probably fail you on another spot.
But there's also, I think, if a car is so many years old, it doesn't need to pass everything that like a newer car does.
Yeah,
so there's like the emissions.
Get grandfathered in. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah,
I was driving my grandfather's car.
Having an old car.
Yeah, and it was like it had all the lights on and everything else. But they're like, you're good. They're like, It moves.
They're like, we can't believe this is driving. Yeah, so like, it's yours.
Credit to me.
But yeah, that should be how the physical
works. I
don't
know how you got this thing here, but congratulations.
We went downhill. Put the sticker on.
If I walk out of my physical and I'm alive, I passed.
Yeah.
That is a good way to look at it.
It's true. Although now you are in like a portal and they go home and they're like, follow these links to find out how you really did. And it's a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't want to see
it. It's a nightmare. Because they have all these numbers and they're
like,
I want
to see my lipids test. Don't
show
me that.
Have you gotten a blood test recently?
Yeah.
Nightmare.
I mean, last year? What do you mean it's a nightmare? You don't like that?
Sick
for me.
It's a nightmare because you can't understand the lettuce.
Yeah, what? You mean the report back or the actual getting the needle?
Well, that's whatever it is. I'm saying the report back when you look in there and there's like 30 different things and they're like, this is the range you want. And you see a few that are in the middle and like, look at me. And then you see the ones that are way on the other side. And the numbers are so scary because they're like, ideally, 0 to 100 is good. I'm like, first of all, that's a big range. Yeah. And then they're like, but you're at 247. And you're like, well, that's way worse, isn't it? And they're like, yeah, it's kind of not great.
Yeah, but you're a 40-year-old male.
And they're like, maybe work out more. That's what the lady told me last time, my doctor.
Work out more, drink less.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks.
I was like,
thanks, I need you for this.
You want to school for that?
Yeah, like, okay. Seriously. Yeah.
Don't listen to her either.
Like, I'm trying. Try more physical activity, better sleep, and drink less. Oh, thanks, lady. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Is there any shortcuts I could do? Is there like a potion I could take? They're like, no. I was like, all right.
Water.
Drink more. Was it all right? Drink more water.
That's the clip du jour every day here on Jones and Keefe. No crossover today. Guys are at Fenway, but it'd be brought to you by the 99 restaurants. You can visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deals meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp. Just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned. You got Alex Cora on WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Ted. We're back tomorrow at 10. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. Robert Ori on the program.
We'll be at Fenway Park.
Short show live at Fenway Park leading up to the finale. Red Sox and Angels. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.